You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers, Jermaine Defoe to score and Sunderland to win is 7-1. Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win is in the betting at 5-2. I just wonder whether that headline offer for Harry Kane to score goes back to your theory of players scoring international break and then coming and scoring the Premier League. Looks good at 5-2 because he's having plenty of shots but not converting. Only 2 goals in his last 12 in the league, but got a couple of confidence boosters in the internationals. This could be the match where he gets back on track.
I'd say you read my notes if I had any notes. Yeah, I like that. Straight up, Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win. I mean, the doubt in my mind is that Tottenham win the game. That's my problem here. You know, I've been disappointed with them so far. You know, 3 straight draws now in the Premier League, and they lost to Manchester United. So nothing much to get excited about with Tottenham. Sunderland, I mean, at least you're guaranteed goals. I was talking to one of our colleagues who went to the Sunderland 6 Exeter 3 game, and he said he's a mad Sunderland fan, and he said like at 3-3 he was like, it was entertaining, and he just suddenly thought at half time, this is Exeter, what are we doing? And they went and won it 6-3. But obviously 4 goals in the game against Villa, 4 goals in the game when they got beaten by Norwich, 6 goals in the game against Leicester as well. It's, you know, there's lots of goals in there. So if they give chances to Harry Kane, I think he will score. And as you said, he scored in the international break. Even money to get a goal, it's a little bit skinny for me. Tell you what though, you know how Harry Kane's been... he's been struggling a little bit with his form and fitness. He's been away with England. This might be we've been talking in the office this week, Derek, about this super sub offer that we've mentioned a couple of times. And we're wondering if there's a couple of cheeky ways in. Obviously, the super sub, if anyone doesn't know, is a William Hill offer where if your player, if you've backed Harry Kane to score and he goes off even before he's scored, his substitute comes on and scores for him, you still get paid out on the Harry Kane price. And that applies to, I think, just about every goal scorer bet we've got here. Hat-tricks. So if your player scores 2, Derek, and then gets taken off and you're coasting, the sub who comes on scores himself, that's, you get paid out on the Harry Kane hat-trick price.
You do?
Yeah.
And the first and last. It's the first and last that I was looking at. So, you know, I was looking at Rooney to score first and last for England in that San Marino game. So he scores first, he goes off. Kane scores, obviously, as his replacement. Unfortunately, Walcott scored. But that was 8-1, that price. So I've been looking at like the prices. I mean, you're looking at first and last for Harry Kane, 10-1. This might not be the best example because you don't know who's necessarily going to come on for him. You need to get a team who you definitely like, Aguero. Say you got Aguero at home and Boney comes on for him. That's a nice way of playing it. But I think it might be worth here, Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win. I think they might just sneak it. They'd be worried if they didn't go to Tottenham and get 3 points here, I think.
Didn't go to Sunderland.
Yes, there as well.
Harry Kane to score, Tottenham to win, 5-2. I must admit, I quite like that bet as well. Tottenham have got a good record, very good record against Sunderland as well, Derek.
Yeah, most teams have. I thought it was a lovely goal he scored for England in midweek. Yeah. It was a bit of class about that goal. And, you know, that boosts his confidence no end. And, you know, if you want to get ended drought in the league, you know, Sunderland are the team that you dream about playing. This is a team that a couple of weeks ago, or well, 3 weeks ago, last 3-1 at home to Norwich. So we're not talking, you know, a tough nut to crack here. I think Tottenham have disappointed me. You know, I haven't yet won. But would a team like Tottenham go 5 games without winning when the teams have been playing are pretty ropey? They've only had one tough match all season so far. They've drawn with Leicester, drawn with Stoke. I think they'll win Tottenham.
I wasn't laughing at you, Derek. I thought you were saying Leicester was the team because they'd played Man U, hadn't they?
Yeah, you're right. I wish I'd have. In fact, I'll edit that one to make me sound.
Just cut it after I snort.
Tottenham will win this, and Harry Kane will score. So I can't argue with anything you said there.
You're even funny when you're not trying to be.
Good
Especially
stuff.
Especially with the kit off.
I wasn't going to mention that. And by the way, stop sending me those texts.
Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win in the market at 5-2 there.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.